Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about leukemia. Munya was 75 years old and had developed a cough for 2 weeks. His daughter took him to the local hospital for evaluation. There, the doctors did several tests, one of which came back abnormal. The doctor told Munya's daughter that his abnormal blood test had nothing to do with his cough, but was an incidental finding. The test, though, did show that Munya had a form of leukemia called chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL. The doctor told Munya and his daughter that at this point in time, they had nothing to worry about. In fact, he would probably die from other things than this leukemia. Munya asked the doctor if there was some medicine which could cure this disease. The doctor told him no, but that there was little probability that he would die of this disease during the remainder of his lifetime, as the disease was so slow in causing illness. Tino was a 45-year-old man who was in the peak of health. Every day he exercised 30 minutes by running. One day he developed fatigue and a slight fever. The next day he felt really bad, so his wife took him to the local hospital. There, some blood tests revealed what the doctor called an aggressive and advanced form of leukemia. The doctor said he needed immediate treatment at the city hospital and he should leave immediately to be able to survive. On the way to the provincial hospital, his fever worsened and he also developed a cough. The next day, his condition worsened and he died from overwhelming pneumonia. The doctor told his wife that Tino had an aggressive form of leukemia called acute myelocytic leukemia, or AML. Kuda was a 10-year-old boy who had felt fine until several weeks ago. He increasingly was weak and had developed a cold. His mother decided to take him to the hospital to see if he could be evaluated for his weakness and his cold. While there, the doctor did some blood tests and discovered that he had some abnormalities in some of his blood tests. The doctor told Kuda's mother that he probably had a form of leukemia called acute lymphocytic leukemia, or ALL. The doctor told them that this form was much more common in children. However, the good news is that this should be able to be healed with treatment. All three of these people had leukemia, but all three of these diseases acted very differently in these patients. What is leukemia? How does it occur? Why did it act so differently in each of these patients? First, leukemia is a form of cancer which occurs in the blood. Second, as can be readily seen, leukemia is a disease which can affect people of most all ages. Thirdly, as also was seen from these patients, leukemia is a disease which can cause different symptoms in different patients. Let us talk about what is leukemia. Patients who have some of their blood cells not work properly cause leukemia. Why does this happen? There are many different reasons. These cells which stop working well are called white blood cells. These white blood cells are in every person's body or in the blood. White blood cells' primary reason for existing in the body is to protect us from infection. Thus, when they do not work well, a person's ability to fight infection is affected. People with leukemia have white blood cells which do not protect well against infection. What causes leukemia? There are many different reasons, but some are toxins and chemicals from the environment and workplace, genetic factors, some medicines, too much radiation, and some other much more rare factors. In the case of people like Munya, it is in some way related to growing older. In many cases, there are not yet adequate explanations for the cause of certain leukemias. All of these people, though, also have one thing in common. Their lives have been forever altered on this earth as a result of acquiring leukemia. All of these people and their families must have a lot of questions and concerns about the results of leukemia. It will cost them more money, more doctor visits, and more suffering. Are there good answers to these questions? Yes, there are. The Bible has many good answers to these questions, particularly that of suffering. The Bible was written over many thousands of years to the world. It is God's letter to mankind about how He wants them to live and act. Also, how to get to know Him. God is not a God who is far off and we cannot know. He is a God who is close to us and we can know. The Bible is composed of many different books. In a book written by Dr. Luke himself, he has a lot to say about God. This book was written about 70 AD or so. This book is called the Book of Acts, or the Acts of the Early Church. Here is what Dr. Luke said. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And He is not served by human hands, as if He needed anything, because He Himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man He made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and He determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek Him and perhaps reach out for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as some of our own poets have said, we are His offspring. Acts 17, 24 to 28. What a challenging passage from Dr. Luke. It says several things. First, God created the world, its times and nations. Second, God did all of this so that man would seek God. He is not far from us, and in Him we live and move and have our being. In fact, we are His offspring. We are God's offspring. What an important statement and what a hope. We are literally God's offspring. He made us for His purposes, and He has given us earth and times to live in. This is a great hope for all of mankind. The question, though, is, how did mankind respond to this gift of life and time and to the fact that they were God's offspring? Dr. Luke goes on to address this very issue. He says, therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commands all men everywhere to repent. For He has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising Him from the dead. Acts 17, 29 to 31. Since we are God's offspring and our flesh and blood, we should not think that God is an image we have made with our own hands. If we do that, we have reversed the order and God is the created one and we are the creators. The reverse is actually what happened, that is, God created us and we are the created ones. Dr. Luke goes on to say, though, that God overlooked such ignorance in the past, but now He is not overlooking such ignorance. He is not asking but also commanding people everywhere to repent. What does repent mean? It means to turn away from the direction we are going, that is, away from God and return to God. Then God says that He has set a day in the future when He will judge the world with justice. This judging will be by the man He has appointed. Who is this appointed judge? He says this man's proof of being the judge is that God raised Him from the dead. This man is Jesus Christ. He will be the judge. Before we talk any more about Jesus Christ, let us go back and finish our discussion on leukemia. How is leukemia treated? Each leukemia is treated differently. but almost all are treated with medications. These medications are different from each type of leukemia. Plus, the doses, side effects, and lengths of treatment are different for each type of leukemia. For example, people like Munya, who are older, may have a few or even just one simple medicine they take once a day for the rest of their life. This medicine has few side effects and works very well. Then people like Tino, with a very aggressive leukemia, must have treatment with very high doses of medicines to try and help them, and this treatment must be immediate. This treatment can have a lot of side effects, but without it, they will likely die. Thus, each treatment of leukemia depends on the age of the patient and the type of leukemia that they have. Fortunately for young people like Kuda, they can be cured of their disease. This is very good news. As well, very old people like Munya, they might not die from their leukemia because it advances very slowly. Earlier, we talked about how we can know God. We can, but only if we follow His way and return to Him. We cannot follow God if we go our own way. Also, if we go our own way, we cannot find comfort. The same would be true of a patient with leukemia who chooses to go their own way and not follow the doctor's orders. They probably would not do too well. The Bible, in the passage written by Dr. Luke, states that all of us have followed our way in ignorance. It is stated in another way, in a passage written by a man named Paul to the people in Rome around 65 AD. He and Dr. Luke were co-workers. He said this, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. Everyone has sinned, and we do not follow God. We all go our own way. Later in the same book, he states, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. The payment for our sins is death, but God has given us a free gift through Jesus Christ, and that is eternal life, starting from the moment we accept Jesus as our Savior for our sins. You may ask how you can come to know Jesus Christ so that you too may have this eternal life. There is a way, and it is very easy. It costs no money, no work. It is totally free. Paul, in the book to Rome, tells us how to do this. He says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with the mouth that you confess and are saved." Romans 10, 9-10. Here is a short prayer you can pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and have disobeyed you. I confess my sin to you. I believe that you died on the cross for me and are thus the Lord of the universe. I believe that after you died, you were buried and later rose from the dead to show your victory over sin and death. If you have prayed this prayer and believe it, then congratulations. You are a child of God forever.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life Series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. We have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.